Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Get it? The Bird Show.
Abby, how was your weekend? Take us into the world of being 27 and barking at the moon at 3 a.m. and living life spontaneously. The only thing keeping in the apartment are 2 cats. But man, all that freedom. What did you do with it this weekend?
Yeah, I'm a cat mom, so the only person barking at 3 a.m. are my feet for hanging out at the club so late. No, I was kidding. Well, on Friday, I really didn't have much plans, except I had some last minute things pop up for Saturday, which were very exciting.
That's so always a great week. Going into the weekend when there are no plans and you really can pivot as you go along is so intoxicating.
This was a weekend of spontaneity for me because I was supposed to be in Charleston last weekend and had to cancel. And then all of a sudden I felt like I had like the world's wildest weekend starting Friday at 5 p.m. So I'm out for a walk, which I typically do, a big walking gal. And I get a text from my friend who goes, hey, there's going to be a certain public figure in town. And I heard from my bartender friend, because she lives up by the part of town where they're going to be.
Where was it?
At the Battery.
Okay.
We're going to the Battery. She said, there's going to be a certain public figure and it's going to be at this bar. Do you want to go out? And normally 9 times out of 10, I'm like, it's 5 p.m. I'm literally sweaty. I'm going for a walk. But I was like, you know what? What the hey? I can get my cardio out at Chastain or I can get my cardio done out at PBR. So I ran home immediately, showered, threw on a spray tan ASAP, did my hair, did my makeup. And then we were out the door by 9:30 out searching for said, I don't want to say celeb, but like looking for a certain public figure. And so then when we were out, we were dancing, we had a good time on Friday. And then Saturday, I had gotten some last minute plans on Friday as well from Cassie, saying that Atlanta United was inviting some of the Bird Show members to the president's or to the owner's suite. Whoa. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
So I get to bring a plus one to the Arthur Blank suite for the Atlanta United game, and I will never get over it. That's the coolest I'm ever going to get. Like, I don't care if I ever get invited to any award shows, if I ever meet Taylor Swift in person. Like, that was the coolest, most like celeb feeling experience of my life.
Okay, are we just gonna skip over who the celebrity was that you were getting all dolled up for?
Well, I mean,
spontaneously, or are you gonna talk about it later?
I'm gonna talk about it later in the week.
Okay,
you can't steal one of my personal stories. I'm gonna come up
all
with
right.
another one.
Okay, I didn't know if you were being like purposely like not allowed to tell us. It was that VIP.
No, that is not that VIP. Okay. But yeah, I'm just teasing for the week.
Okay, all right. How was yours?
We had a big weekend, a lot of firsts this weekend. So Jimmy had his first T-ball game, which I will tell you about later as well. Oh my gosh, what a cluster. What a cluster they are out there on the field.
But in the most adorable way, right?
I was cackling the entire time, got a little emotional at one point in time. It was just so stinking cute.
Though the Braves games this weekend looked very similar. If you're a Braves fan.
There were players laying on their bellies out in the outfield?
Yeah, I saw Michael Harris just playing with the flowers.
Gotcha.
Out in center field.
Picking the dandelions.
Uh-huh.
And Granny and Papa Bill came into town to see Jimmy and to see him have his first T-ball game. And then we had your rave Saturday night, which was great. And then yesterday had like a quintessential Atlanta afternoon. So took Mom and Papa Bill to the varsity.
Okay.
She wanted to go to the varsity. And fun fact, it's actually better than I remember.
Oh, come on. That place is so overrated.
I was about to say, because when I first moved here, everyone was like, don't go to the varsity. Don't go to the varsity. Everyone's going to tell you. It's just in and out, but
here's the thing. It is, I mean, it's greasy, and it's like classic fry, onion ring, burger, hot dog, whatever. But after your rave Saturday, man, that hit the spot.
That's different.
I felt so good.
If you need it for good, like I'm tired, hungover food maybe, then I would endorse it. But outside of that, it's not going to be nearly as spectacular as its reputation. It's just iconic.
It is. It's very, I mean, dude, it was established in 1928.
Yeah.
Like, holy moly. The other thing, too, is the people watching, because we had basketball games. So there's Michigan fans walking around. There is, or was it Michigan State?
Michigan State.
Thank you. Michigan State fans walking around. There's Auburn fans walking around. The Savannah Bananas were in town. There's a ton of people wearing Savannah Bananas gear.
They sold out, I think.
Oh, dude, that looked insane. Right. So we did that. And then because we were already down in that area, I took them to the Center for Puppetry Arts, and which they absolutely love, called Milo the Magnificent, which was, it was its last show yesterday, and had a great time there. Then I had to take them to the Frosty Caboose because we had to go get some ice cream. I know Abby loves a good sweet treat.
I do.
And we just, it was a great weekend.
You were rolling all over the place, man.
Packed a ton of stuff in. My mom was laughing because every time she was like, okay, so how far away is this? And I'm like, it's like 20 minutes. How far away is this? Oh, it's like 20 minutes. Uh-huh. She's like, everything's 20 minutes. I'm like, because it's the weekend. Normally, it'd take us 45 minutes to an hour to get there.
Unless there's traffic, right. I had friends in town this weekend. My best friend, who's been my best friend since the seventh grade, was in town with his wife.
It was so good to see them, by the way.
Yeah, right? Amy was in town also, who's my business manager, but really more my sister than anything else. I took them all around, and then on Saturday, we had the quote-unquote rave, which started at 6 o'clock at night.
It did.
Because that's how adults do it. We started at 6 with great food from a BBA dad who provided all the food for us, which was fantastic. And then we went downstairs after some drinks, and Amanda did a great job decorating. There was like black lights all over the place. And the highlight, though, it was a silent disco, which is really great. Mm-hmm. They're so fun. The best part of it, have you ever been to one of these?
A silent disco?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had one at, I went to the one at BBA at the end of the fashion show about a year ago.
All right, so if you haven't been to a silent disco, everybody's wearing headphones, and you have three channels on it, and depending on the music that you're playing, it lights up on the side so you could tell if you're dancing with somebody, if you're dancing to the same music or not. Yeah. More often than not, you're not. Like, Kristen would have red, I would have green, and then every now and then, everybody would have blue, so they were all dancing to the same music, which I did not like at all because I realized if you're dancing to a different color than everybody else, they can't tell if you're dancing on rhythm or not.
Very true.
But if you're all on the same one, then they know how bad of a dancer you are. So it was a really, really fun time. And the highlight for sure was Franny's prank on Bart. So Franny, you know, my English bulldog, who is scared of everything, that over the course of the last couple of months has really started to warm up to people. Now, for her, this was going to be a big leap of faith. I had 15, 20 people in the house. It was loud. It was bright. There were a lot. We had those sparklers that like shot glass sparklers you would see in a club. So for her, this was a big old night. Well, she comes right on into the sunroom where everybody's hanging out, and she decides that Bart is her favorite person. So she just jumps on the couch right next to Bart and wants herself some little scratches. Aww. So he's doing his duty and he's scratching on her and loving on her and stuff. And then he pulls up and he's like, does anybody here have a t-shirt? Now, I actually wasn't up there. I was downstairs at the time. So you want to give the play-by-play?
No, I wasn't in there either. I was in the kitchen. All I know is, we have to preface. So theme was rave, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm wearing my silver sparkly pants. I got like the totes magotes tank top going with the cutout arms. We all got glitter on our face and we got glow in the dark stuff. Bart walks in jeans, a gray t-shirt, a visor like that. I'm not forcing, the man doesn't like to dress up, so I'm not going to force him to dress up.
Wasn't kind of having it.
He's there to party, whatever. But literally everybody else is like dressed to the nines for this quote unquote rave, right?
Which, by the way, was over at 10:30.
Yes.
Everybody was out the door at 10:30.
As it should be.
And so he's sitting on the couch, and I see him walk out of the sunroom and he's holding his shirt and he's pulling it down. Franny crapped on him. Shut up.
She didn't really crap on him. She just wiped her butt on him.
Oh, no. It was thick. Like, it wasn't just like a skid mark. It was like there was stuff there. It's like she sharted on him, okay?
Like right over his chest.
Stop.
Or was it like on the rib?
No, it was on the bottom.
Okay, yeah, it was on the bottom?
It was on the bottom because that's where her butt was. And she just, I guess Bart has a way with dogs, and he gave her the right scratches in the right places, and she just released herself a little bit.
Also, she was feeling a little on the loose side because she's an anxious dog, so I knew we were going to have 15 people over the house, so I gave her one of her doggy trazodones.
Oh, no.
So she was pretty loose, and I don't think she realized how loose she was. So Bart stands up, and he's got a stripe of crap.
Oh my God.
On the bottom of his shirt, and he has to change at that point.
He does. I mean, obviously, because I mean, Brandy got down and nobody noticed, but they could smell it, and they were like, "Did she fart?" And then everybody's like, "No." She crapped on your shirt, and sure enough, Bart has Franny doo-doo on him. And so he comes out. Amy was laughing so hard she had tears streaming down her face. So he goes to take that shirt off, and God bless Aaron, washes it, dries it for him before he even leaves because she's a godsend. He goes and Bart's like, "Don't worry, I have a backup shirt for the party." I was going. Bart walks out in this bright neon lime green shirt, and
you're
it's
kidding.
Like the universe was going to make you party whether you liked it or not.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, when I saw this clip of Chapel Roan on the Call Her Daddy podcast talking about kids, I wasn't going to bring it up until I saw just how much it was resonating with the mothers of the world. So if you haven't seen this clip yet, Chapel Roan was interviewed by Alex Cooper, who hosts the Call Her Daddy podcast. And what Alex does is she does these like hour and a half long celebrity interviews, and they talk like, you know, they're friends just gabbing at lunch or whatever. And Chapel opens up about where she comes from. I guess she comes from like a very like low key down home background where like her friends, even though she's out like doing drag and doing all like these incredible concerts and performances and being a superstar, a lot of her friends back home are like parents with young kids. And she said something very controversial that has not sat well with the parents of America.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. I have like a 1-year-old, like 3-year-old, 4 and under, 5 and under. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has, who has slept.
This is not looking too good.
I'm like, why did my parents do that? I'm the oldest of 4. My mom had me at 23.
Why are people upset about that?
People are upset about this, basically saying you're saying that all parents are unhappy. You don't know anybody happy with kids.
That's what she's saying. In her world, in her circle, people her age that have kids aren't happy. It's just her world, though. I'm not taking offense to that.
I didn't take offense to it either because I'm a parent and I cosign. But she talked about anybody who has like 5 and younger, right? So those early years, man, those early years are rough. And here's the thing. She goes, because Chapel just said, like, everybody's like, feels like they're in hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hell and it's heaven. Mm-hmm. Like, you have those peaks and you have those highs, but people tend to like to complain rather than, because they don't want to be like braggadocious about their kids. So you tend to do a little bit more of the complaining side, and there's nothing wrong with that because, dude, you got to vent and you need to complain, especially when you're a parent. So do I think it's as bad as she is saying it is? I don't know. I mean, it's what she's, like Bert says, what she's witnessing with her parent friends. But is it a lot tougher than I ever imagined? Is it a lot harder than I ever imagined? Are there days when I'm like, I don't even know how we got through the day? Absolutely. And I think now more people are talking about it than before. I think people used to gloss over it and be like, no, parenthood is amazing. And you're creating life, and then you're molding life. Dude, at times it sucks.
Yeah. Well, and look at her perspective on things also. She's from a small town in Missouri. She's 27 years old now. She's living this big life. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's all over the place. I mean, she goes into these stadiums and you got 25,000 people that are applauding her and can't get enough of her. And then she goes back to this small town that lives a very normal life, right, with kids. And in her world, that's hell. But for her, that's just her opinion. That's what she's saying. Big deal.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things on the internet where everyone takes it as a personal attack. Like, you see somebody's opinion about their experience with kids and you immediately feel like you're experiences of parenthood has just been completely been invalidated. Like, okay, well, if Chapel Roan is saying it's hell, that must mean that she's coming for all parents and saying that there's no good experiences. But I think the key thing that she said in her interview was that at this age, and I think it's fair to say that when you're 23, like, it's a lot harder than when you maybe have like the financial resources to take care of kids and the time to take care of kids and maybe like the village that you've built around you to take care of them. So I think people need to lay off of her, but knowing the internet, they're not going to. Okay, did you guys see the ending credits for Saturday Night Live this weekend?
I did, and I feel like your first two stories are, and they should be reported on because it's everywhere, but it's like much to do about nothing.
Well,
I disagree.
I disagree too. And I'm a country music fan, and I know Morgan Wallen is like a very controversial subject, but when I saw him walk off the set of Saturday Night Live, and I'll explain real quick, that basically at the end of Saturday Night Live, like, it's the host and it's the musical guest and it's this big like, yay, we did it, we finished, and everyone will kind of talk to each other and they'll give each other hugs and they'll kind of hang out. It's not one of those things that where you're like, okay, thanks for watching, bye, and you leave. And so essentially what Morgan Wallen did was, Mikey Madison, who was the host for this episode, said, thanks to everyone, thanks to Morgan Wallen, glad we did it, blah, 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 blah. And then the music starts rolling for the ending credits. And then Morgan just goes, walks off set.
Well, he hugged her.
He hugged her.
The host and the musical guest, so Mikey and Morgan, chatted for a second, gave like a pseudo hug, and then he just walked off towards the camera, which is what made it so awkward.
I was like, have you never seen an ending credits of Saturday Night Live before? Like, did his publicist not warn him? Did they not give him instructions to stay? Or was he just so ready to go that he was like, bye?
There's going to be a good chance that during the show today, I'm like so at peace because I was around friends this weekend and love, and I'm just feeling so good that everything seems trite, right? But I was feeling like, okay, here's a guy that's from a little itty bitty town in Tennessee, I believe. And if I could, I sort of felt like I understand him having to be in New York City, that this would be a city that he absolutely hates. So he's there all week. He's on stage. And as soon as the cameras go off, because I think he said to somebody like, I'm going back to God's country.
He posted on his social media a photo of the private jet and said, get me back to God's country.
Yeah. So I thought maybe that was his perspective on the thing. Like, he just hates New York City, and I can understand it.
Okay, that's fine if you hate New York City, but you got invited to come on SNL and be a musical guest. Show some respect to the people that worked really hard to make it a good show that week.
Sure, stay another 60 seconds, right?
Yeah, and so, I mean, people are going to come down on him because of it, but I just think it looked really bad on him. I don't think he meant anything by it, but it wasn't great.
And then somebody else was saying, too, that maybe they had been doing, like, camera blocking or whatever earlier in the week, and that's the way you walked off after camera blocking, but I'm like, you know this is not a rehearsal. Like, you know, there's people in the audience watching. Like,
well, in the overall scheme of things, if he's going to be in the news, at least it's not for using the N-word, which he has before, or throwing a chair off a building. So we're getting better.
This is progress.
He just walked off stage early.
Yeah, we're getting better.
All right, Sydney Sweeney is sparking dating rumors after she was spotted at his sister's wedding this past weekend. I'll tell you all about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I added to my list this weekend of things that don't need to be longer than blank. I don't think that meetings need to be any longer than 20 minutes. 20 minutes max. If you just get in there and you do your business, 20 minutes, right? And now at my age, parties don't need to go any longer than 3 hours. 3 hours.
Well, ours was longer than that.
It's half an hour too much. Didn't Bart get pooped on in the last 30 minutes?
No, that was early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before we even went downstairs for the rave. That was when we were still enjoying hors d'oeuvres.
I remember there was a day, man, go all night long. I want to stay out until the sun rises. And I'm like, 3 hours is good. Three hours is fine.
So we got there like at 6:15. Let me see what time I texted Bart to tell him I wanted to go home.
If you're just listening this morning, Amanda and I threw a birthday rave, quote unquote, with 15, 20 friends this weekend.
What time? What is it, like 6:45? Get me out of here.
Saturday at 9:48 p.m. I texted, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm saying, you get to an age, man, you can barely even make it 3 hours, man.
And he just thumbs it up. And he came upstairs and we gathered our stuff and we said goodbye.
Because you're reaching peak of buzz. You don't want to go over the top. No. 3 hours is fine, man.
Oh, I literally had sweat around the back and nape of my neck from the silent disco from dancing downstairs. And I was like, I'm good.
It was about the same time that Amanda said to me, like, How long do you think this is going to go for? It's about the same time that you lose your tax. All right, Abby, so let's talk about your old-fashioned mom that's coming down on your brother.
Oh, my God. My mom is being so embarrassing when it comes to my brother's new relationship. So if you've missed me talking about my brother getting into this new, I was going to call it situationship, but he's 30, and, you know, this is, now it's now a relationship. He met this girl about 9 months ago over the summer, and it kind of came out of nowhere for me. Like, a little backstory about my history with my brother and his girlfriends. Like, typically, anytime he gets into a relationship, he texts me first. Like, I'm the first person he will call to ask for advice. We're like analyzing text messages together. He knows that, like, I'm willing to sit down and do the mental games to be able to make sure that he looks good as a man. So when, like, 3 months into his relationship, I find out he's dating this girl, I didn't take it seriously because I was like, well, he tells me, he always gives me an answer. He always lets me know that he's got a girlfriend if he's dating somebody new. So when I found out that they were dating that long into it, I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden it became very serious. And then all of a sudden they decided to move in together. And all of a sudden they're talking about getting married and having kids, like, all in a very short period of time. And I was like, oh, this is, like, happening. And we love her. She's great. 10 out of 10 girl. Glad that she's going to join the family one day. But it's definitely, like, moved very, very fast. And I think it probably has everything to do, not necessarily with my mom, but at least how we were raised. So my brother and his girlfriend, he bought a house and she moved into it. And they've been living together probably for 3 months now. They recently moved into this house. And they're definitely on the track to getting married. But I don't think anybody was like, oh yeah, it's going to happen, like, super soon. Like, I think we were like, okay, it's going to be like a year or two before they get hitched. Like, that's like a normal timeline. Well, when I was in Tampa with my family a couple of weeks ago, we were all hanging out, and there was this one afternoon where it's just me, my mom, and her brother. And we're bopping around. We're talking about how everything is moving so fast. And, you know, my cousin is having a baby and all these things are going down. And then we started talking about my brother and his relationship. And my mom goes, yeah, he needs to pop the question already. Like, it's long enough. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, well, it's been 9 months. Like, can we get through a full year first before we, like, you know, pull out the rings and stuff? And she goes, well, I just think if they live together, they need to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And I look at her and I'm like, but for what? For why? And then I have to have this moment with her where I look at her in the eyes. We're at this Mexican restaurant and I've got, like, a chip in my mouth. And I look at her and I'm like, I hate to break it to you, but, like, they're screwing. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't know what you're running towards.
Was she shocked by that?
No.
How dare you?
I said the F word instead of screwing. So she was like, Abby, don't use that language before 3 p.m.
Before 3 p.m. Okay.
So guys, we're eating chips and queso. Yeah. The sun is still up, Abby. We're still sober. You can't use that word. And I'm just sitting there like, you can't rush this relationship because you think things need to go in a certain order. Like, they've already jumped that ship. They're living in the same house together. They're living a very classic 2025 relationship. Like, what is a proposal going to do about it, or going to change about anything? And I know she's been on his case about it, and I'm very interested to see what's going to happen with it.
Does she have grandma fever?
Yeah, I think so, which I don't totally get, because I'm like, you raised me and my brother. Like, it wasn't that fun. Like, why we want to do it again? Like, now we just got out of the trenches. Oh. We just started liking each other.
Wait till you see your mother as a grandmother and you're going to be like, where was this person when I was growing up?
Right.
They are two totally different people.
God, that is so true, man. I remember my dad who, like, I can't even hardly remember him hugging me at all. When I took my kids to Vegas to visit him, oh my God, we went to a pool together, and the way he was doting on them and making sure they were all dried off when they came into the pool and hugging on them, I'm like, where was this? Where was any of this love, man?
I'm in therapy because I didn't get that version of the mom in my dad. So yeah.
I'm also curious, though, because you've talked about this before, that you came up in a very kind of religiously conservative house.
Yeah.
So is this playing on some of her opinion on it?
I think so, but I'm like, I know you didn't follow. I'm like, not to, like, out my mom, but I was like, you and dad lived together. Like, this is a little hypocritical. But then she was like, yeah, but we got engaged. I'm like, what's the difference? Like, they're going to get married at some point. Like, it's fine.
Oh, she wants them engaged and living together, not just living together.
She's like, if you get engaged, then it's fine. So anyway, I get a text from my brother last week, and it's a photo of a ring on her hand.
No.
And I go, did you propose? They picked out a ring, so they're getting engaged.
Oh,
but he has, wow. But he hasn't proposed.
But he hasn't proposed yet. But
she was just trying on rings.
The pressure has gotten to my brother because he is proposing this summer. And I have ring photos because they picked one out.
But what a D-bag move to send you a photo of her wearing a ring, making you think they got engaged, but they're just ring shopping.
Classic Ben. Classic Ben.
Get it? The Bird Show.
One last thought about this quote-unquote rave that Amanda and I threw this weekend for our birthday. A rave. The rave was over at 10 o'clock.
It was rave-ish.
Ish. At our age, this was a rager, okay? Silent disco. But here's where Amanda made the mistake, because she's the one that decorated the whole thing. The cleanup the next day was ridiculous.
Yeah, there was a lot of confetti on the floor, man.
Confetti all over the place, and at some point or another, she broke out the glitter as well.
Yeah.
In the morning when I woke up and there are all the liquor bottles all over the place and there are the shot test tubes all over the place and cleaning up the confetti in the silent disco room, cleaning up the tortillas that somehow, some way made their way down there also.
I know who did that.
What were they using them for? There was tortilla confetti?
We just needed tortillas as backup.
Backup?
I don't know.
Right. So as we're cleaning up, I had the thought, like, is it ever rude? Because it was a massive cleanup.
Yeah.
And it was just she and I yesterday. Is it ever rude, like, right before everybody's taken off to go, hey, can somebody just, like, can somebody help out with some of the confetti on the floor? Or can anybody help clean up before you guys take off?
I don't think it's rude. It's odd. I don't know how much help you would have got because none of us were really in a condition to help.
That's true. You talk about a buzzkill.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming. Before you leave, though, put everything back in the liquor cabinet.
And listen, I didn't throw one piece of paper confetti, but your girl Amanda went through about three bags of it.
She sure did. She sure did. Hey, I know you guys had a great time, but whoever was throwing the tortillas, can you pick them up on the way out? Yeah. That's a buzzkill to an end of a really good night.
By the way, there might be more tortillas under, like, where the TV is and where that little thing, like, there, you might want to look in there because okay. There might be some in there.
You guys did hide the tortilla? Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So Rebecca and the youth group go out and they do trivia nights every couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. Basically every week now, me and the youth group boys, we go out on Thursdays. I've been trying to get Abby to come out and she refuses.
This is a very controversial subject amongst the youth group is the fact that I don't go to trivia on Thursdays.
She's a trivia hater. I've been trying to get her out there.
Well, she's got
to
be full time on mic. You guys don't.
That is true.
And she's taking her job seriously.
But what's the real reason you don't go?
Well, it's always at 7:30 and my bedtime is 8:30, 9. And it's in Midtown and you have to drive down there and then you have to find parking. And then by the time you get down there, then you're only going to be there for an hour. And I see you guys every day.
Are you sure you're 27?
Yeah, I was going to say, these are all signs that you have one step outside of the youth group right now.
I know. I'm youth group-ish.
Yeah, so we go every Thursday to Smith's Old Bar. Shout out Randy from Team Trivia, who runs it. Best voice in the trivia game. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. And we're really good at it. We place every single time.
Is there one competitive team that you just can't seem to beat that you're like either second or third?
There is one team that has a specific name, and I can't say it on air because it's very inappropriate. And they always are either right in front of us or right behind us. And every time we're like, okay, all we got to do is beat the beep, 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 beep. That's all we're trying to do. And sometimes we do. Like last time when we got second place.
Okay.
$20 from the bar. Love that.
And is it packed every Thursday night at Smith's Old Bar?
Oh, yeah. It gets a good crowd for sure.
Now, you just said you guys are really good.
Yes.
Have you ever won?
No, I think we've only gotten second. Yeah, second is the closest we've flown. Okay.
Is it pop culture trivia or is it all around?
It's general trivia. So okay. It goes pop culture, sports, like literature, art, all kinds of things.
And so it's like Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
Okay. And you usually have somebody on the team that's stronger in one category than the others, or it's a well-balanced team.
Well, I think that's why we do so well, because me, Mikey, Jackson, we all have such varied interests, mm-hmm. and their girlfriends too. So I thought you guys are very interesting and have diverse sort of like interests. Can you guys beat us at our own game?
The problem is this morning we're missing our cleanup hitter, which in baseball is the one that hits the home runs, and that's Cassie.
I know.
Who's in Chicago at a convention right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, and Mo's out.
Yep.
Who would be able to help with pop culture too. So,
but listen, even when you're a team and you got players who are down or on the DL, like you still have to step up and play the game.
Next man up, next woman up.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not batting cleanup though.
So is Abby competing with us? Is she making the trade right now?
Yes, you are all the Burt Show team trivia.
Okay.
It's time to play Are You Smarter Than a Youth Group Member?
Are you smarter than a youth group member?
What the heck was that?
That's so bad.
And we heard you cut. That was the 20th take.
Yeah.
That was the best of all of them right there.
Because you didn't know we could hear you in there doing that.
I really did not, and I am humiliated. Jackson refused to sing that with me. Okay, I have five questions. These are the questions that we got right.
Okay.
The first one, category is quotes. Which historical figure is famously, though likely incorrectly, attributed with the quote, "Let them eat cake"?
Beep, beep. Marie Antoinette.
That's correct.
That a girl.
Point nice. Maybe I should start coming to trivia.
Okay, the first one's usually kind of an easy one, so that's why I gave you that one.
Oh, okay.
This next question is what Jackson got right. The category is cars. From 1999 to 2023, what automaker produced the subcompact model, the Rio?
The Rio. Beep, beep. Kia.
Yes.
Abby.
Oh, God.
Hey, Abby. I'm really good at this. You, she's so coming to the next trivia night.
Right? I'm so proud of you for carrying us right now.
Carrying the team.
She was not at the rave.
Okay, this is the question that I got right. Category is art. What is the Greek word for a painting made up of two panels that are typically meant to be displayed as a pair?
See, this is the one Cassie would give, right?
Oh, such a Cassie question.
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the Greek word for a painting made up of two panels that are typically meant to be displayed as a pair?
Abby, you're the one who's going to Greece soon.
Duolingo.
Dua Lipa.
That is incorrect. The answer is diptych.
Diptych.
Ah. Things that sound dirty that aren't.
Yeah.
You do not want to see your doctor for that. No. That is going to hurt.
Here is
You've been hanging out in the woods too long. If you got one of them.
Here's the question Mikey got right. Category is music. Which legendary rock band formed in 1964, originally known as the Warlocks, changed their name after discovering another group had the same name?
In the, what was the year?
69?
1964.
Four. 64. Like, that's going to make a difference. Warlocks?
Are we around the Beatles time at this point? 64?
Yeah, but we are, but Warlocks?
64.
Think of like witchy stuff, like, you know, macabre kind of like band names.
Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
That's not correct.
What
it is the Grateful Dead.
Oh. They're going to be the Warlocks?
Yeah.
That's cringe. That's embarrassing.
Did you guys get that? And he did get that right?
He got that. Good I thought him. Black Sabbath too. So, you know, we're all in the same boat. This is the final question. The category is Oscars.
All right. And this determines because we've gotten to, you guys have got, like, well, you've gotten more
they
than
got
that.
Them. Yeah, they got them all. It's a game called You Can't Win.
I guess apparently it is. Unless we got them all, we can't win. So we're stupid. Okay,
you're,
go ahead.
You're gunning for third.
Okay.
Okay. In the opening monologue of this year's Academy Awards, name one of the three films who were nominated, which titles Conan O'Brien mentioned as being something he was called on the red carpet before the show.
Oh, beep, beep. Mm-hmm. Nosferatu.
Yes.
A girl.
Good job.
I'm really good at this.
4 points. That's 4 out of 5.
Thank God for a heavy Kristen. Kristen and I are in second gear today.
What did y'all take on Saturday?
Don't ask.
No, I haven't even turned the car on.
I did kind of rename it the Just Say Yes Party, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody handed you some?
Yeah, sure, why not? All right, give us till 8:30, then we'll be fine. Or 9. 9:30.
Tomorrow
will be great.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our listener Josh was so hardcore about betting. This guy had 11 bracketed tournaments picked out. Filled out 11 of them. So he was the perfect guy to go up against Abby's cat in Meow Madness Man vs. Cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
Maybe a little anticlimactic when it comes to the actual basketball part of this whole thing, because all the number one seeds are going on to the Final Four.
Yeah, and Tommy told us that's only the second time in tournament history that all the number one seeds made it to the Final Four.
So, Kristen, for those that are new around here, what was at stake here for Jessica and Josh? Josh, of course, playing Jessica's wife.
Yes, so Jessica, Josh's wife, actually signed up for this, saying her husband is just over the top when it comes to sports betting and all these parlays, and he's going to have a million brackets, and she would like to knock him down a peg by having Abby's cat, her kitten, rather. How old is Betty now?
She's 5.5 months today.
5.5 month old kitten. And so Abby's cat chose her brackets. And how did you do this again?
So I would take two pieces of paper and I would write both the team names on either one of them. And then I would crumple up the pieces of paper and then I would chuck them at my cat. And whichever one she bit or pawed at, that's the one that was chosen for the next round.
And she was doing pretty good through the first couple of rounds.
Sure. Yeah.
We fell off a cliff. We're going to find that out in a second. Yeah.
And then.
So what's up for grabs here? So, you know, obviously Jessica is rooting for Abby's cat. And if Abby's cat wins, Jessica is going to get a golf weekend for four at Chateau Alon. So this is going to be two king rooms for two nights, $200 food and beverage credit per room, two rounds of golf for four because she loves to play golf. She wanted to go have a golf weekend with her girls. Josh can stay home and watch the kids. Now, if Josh wins, he gets that prize at Chateau Alon, but he gets to go with his guys.
Okay. So let's check in here. Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, I bet.
How the brackets looking for you right now? Did you have all number ones going on?
I had all eight of the Elite Eight, and I'm three for four on the Final Four.
Which is the one team that screwed you over?
Auburn.
Oh, no.
I'm not upset because I had a future bet for $500 that all four one seeds would make the Final Four. So we're not too upset about that.
Okay, still, that's great.
Yeah. All right, so Josh, if you don't mind disclosing, because I know you have 11 brackets going and multiple bets, where are you sitting right now as far as how much money you've invested in the tournament and how much money you're looking to make?
Is my wife on the line?
She is.
I would say $2,500, I invested in. If all goes well with the, if it's a Duke Florida final, then I'll win over $5,000.
Okay,
double your money.
Okay,
Jessica, double your money.
I'm in first in my big bracket. I actually had all four one seeds. I was the only person to have all four ones. I need Duke to win it all, and that'll be a nice little payday there too in one of my money brackets.
Kristen just.
I may have made
threw
a face.
Her head back there. She wants an SEC team to win this whole thing.
I do, and Kentucky played horribly against Tennessee this weekend. It was rough. Oh, no.
All right,
they
did.
Josh's wife, Jessica, how are you feeling about everything so far?
Well, I'm actually a Tennessee fan, so they played horribly after to Kentucky. So, and then after he had 8-for-8 in the Elite Eight, I kind of chucked it off as a loss.
But I mean, there's $5,000 on the line for you guys. How do you guys how do you guys share this cash? Does he have his own separate account where he gets to gamble out of, or is this in the same account?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just kind of stay out of it and trust and know that I'll get a trip out of it at least once a year.
Josh, what's the worst bet that you've made that you've had to go to Jessica and go, oh, my God, I've just lost blank amount of money?
She that remembers.
I'm not that humble. I'll just try to get it back on the next one.
So you've never disclosed your biggest loss to her?
No.
Okay. Let's keep it that way. Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. Exactly. How much?
Keep it friendly. Friendly, okay. On the radio.
Okay. But Josh, how much money right now for you to disclose the most amount of money you ever lost in a bet to your wife, Jessica?
Oh, $5,000. We can talk.
No chance. All right. So, Abby, how has your cat done?
So, Betty was somewhat strong in the beginning. We started out by picking 16 out of the 32 teams pretty well. We got 9 wrong, and then I got 7 wrong. And then now at the final 4, I only have 1 team left, which is ironically the only pick that I rigged, because I was not going to let my poor sweet Betty pick any other team other than the University of Florida to go to the final 4. So technically, I only have 1 team left in the final 4, but Betty, 1 out of 4 right now.
So at this point, Betty can't win.
No.
So, all right. So, Josh, you are declared the winner, and you are going to Chateau Alain on that golf trip with the 2 king rooms, the $200 in food and beverage. It's all yours because her cat couldn't beat you.
I told you the boys already had their bags packed.
So there's no thought about this at all. Like, well, I'll just take my wife. It's just like, absolutely not.
Never.
Poor Jessica. I'm sorry, girlfriend. She tried. She's just a baby.
She really did. All right, you guys. You have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. We will put you on hold. We will give you your prize. And thank you to Chateau Alain for helping us out with this as well. Josh, good luck with the $5,000, man.
Thank you very much. And thank you guys for the opportunity.
You guys have been super fun.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Sydney Sweeney is sparking dating rumors after she was spotted at a co-star's sister's wedding this past weekend. Now, we've been sitting on these rumors for a hot second because ever since Sydney Sweeney pushed off her wedding, she delayed her wedding that was supposed to happen in May. She has been spotted out living at the Beverly Hills Hotel, living girls' nights out and about, and there have been rumors flying that she and her mans have split up. She's been engaged to this guy named Jonathan Davino. Well, if you also remember about 1.5 years ago when she was coming out with a big rom-com named Anyone But You, she had a lot of dating rumors spark with Glenn Powell, her co-star. Everyone thought they had amazing chemistry. The press junkets were fantastic. They were like, they just had such great banter that I think everyone thought, like, there's no way something didn't happen on that set. The thing is that Sydney and her fiance had both produced that film. So she was like, of course, nothing's going to happen. Like, my fiance is on set with me every single day. We're just leaning into this because we want our movie to do well. And that movie did do very well. I've seen it maybe 4 or 5 times. It's very good. Great rom-com. However, now, Sydney Sweeney has been spotted in Texas at Glenn Powell's sister's rehearsal dinner and possibly even went to the wedding this weekend. And you don't just do that with anybody that you just had a typical friendship with. This is a wedding. This is literally the rom-com we've been waiting for happening in real life. You break up with your fiance that wasn't right for you. You thought you were just going to delay the wedding. You're living in a hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles, and now you're running off to be with your co-star for his sister's wedding. Like, this is literally the perfect rom-com.
If you're like in your mid-20s or close to 30, this is the couple that you are dying to have together. They become celebrity royalty couple if they are together because they're both the hottest actors and actresses in the country.
Yeah, people have been shipping them ever since they did their press tour for the movie. I'm trying to think, like, how she would have gotten to know Glenn Powell's sister so well.
I know that. So basically his sister, Leslie Powell, had worked on Anyone But You. Okay. So I guess they must have met while they were on set together.
Well, see, okay, so there. Like, if they hadn't worked together, like, that would be, but since they had a working relationship and maybe she got to know her, really liked her, and now they're BFF, so of course she'd be at her wedding, and it has nothing to do with Glenn.
Well, think about, like, your former coworkers. Like, you're really, really close in the moment because it's like a friendship of convenience mostly. And then, you know, you go off and you do your separate things. And Leslie, I think, lives in Texas and, you know, Sydney Sweeney's doing her own thing. To me, this feels a little bit fishier than just like coworkers going out for their wedding.
So I said this before. I don't believe anything that comes out of Los Angeles. Nothing. I think everything is all calculated. So even if this is not a relationship at all, if I'm the PR people for both camps, I'm like, let's have them go out to lunch together and be spotted. You know what? Next Tuesday, let's send them up over at Spago's in the window just so people will continue to keep our client's name in the news.
I will say, whoever her PR team is, whoever her publicist is genius because, of course, this is the exact thing you want to get the people talking, to steer you away from all those negative breakup rumors and right into the arms of our boy, Glenn Powell.
But think about it. If you are Glenn Powell's sister and they're using your wedding as publicity fodder as the bride,
I'd be pissed.
Really?
No, yes. This is good because apparently Leslie is a singer-songwriter, so this is good publicity for her, too. It gets her name. I didn't even know Glenn had a sister. Now I know Glenn's got a sister. Now I know that she worked on Anyone But You, and she's a singer-songwriter. Like, really, the true winner out of this is maybe Leslie putting out some kind of song about two lovers who can't be together for whatever reason, and it's like, you know, a fake narrative about whatever is allegedly going on. So I think they're all going to come out on top here. Okay, we've talked on the show about how you shouldn't have 100% honesty in your relationship.
It's about 2 percentage points too much.
Yeah, you gotta have about 98% honesty. And Jenna Bush Hager and her husband Henry Hager decided to put their relationship on the line on the Today Show when they both did a lie detector test and he had to reveal what gives him the ick about Jenna.
Henry, have I ever given you the ick?
Yes.
John, that's a true answer. Henry, do you want to expand on that?
When did I give you the ick?
Sometimes in the morning, you know, you might want to brush your teeth.
That is so rude.
She's waking up at 3 a.m. Like, yeah. You got to give her a break.
That's a given for everybody.
It's a given for everybody, especially when you work in this industry. A former Love is Blind star apparently divorced his wife with a surprise Instagram post. I'm going to tell you what we do know about the breakup on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.